thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
It's 11.
Here's John Williams.
Hi, it's John. We're in the Skyline Studios downtown today until 3, and downtown's looking a little bit better as we work our way along. That was the forecast. I'll try not to be shocked. Tomorrow we're on from 10 to noon. Don't miss the Mincing Rascals podcast. We dropped another one on you last night about 5 o'clock. Mincing Rascals are available wherever you get your finer podcasts. Remember, you can just say to your smart speaker after the show, during the show, whenever you want, play the Mincing Rascals podcast, and it'll play the latest episode for you. You can find it on Spotify, too. It's pretty good. You know, we usually go to Trump land and we talk about the governor and the mayor and all those things. There was a surprising topic on the Mincing Rascals this week. It was Justice Ann Burke, who is going to be for 3 years the new Supreme Court Chief Justice in Illinois. Widely regarded, much loved and respected for both her work on the legal side as well as with Special Olympics. Who doesn't like Ann Burke? But she's married to Alderman Ed Burke, and nobody seems to have a lot of good things to say about him. It's a most unusual marriage in this city. Maybe it's not an unusual marriage, but you could not find, for some of us, two more different people relative to their public personas. So the Rascals had a lengthy conversation about the wisdom of her being the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And I didn't see it coming. I think you'll find it fascinating what they have to say. Wherever you listen to podcasts, listen for the Mincing Rascals. Raja Krishnamurthy, the congressman from the suburbs, is going to join us a little after 2. We'll talk about vaping and what anybody should do about it, if anybody should do anything. Sam Panionovich knows a little bit about sports. He's in our studio right now. Hi, Sam P.
It is so good to see you. I am so happy for you. Your first guest since you've been inducted into the Walk of Fame. Look at your suit. And I brought a 20-pound cake for your party as well. Did you have any?
You did bring the 20-pound cake.
You should have seen me carrying it down Wacker Drive.
Did you have to do that?
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. Where is that from?
Calumet Bakery.
Calumet Bakery.
Lansing, Illinois, Torrance Avenue.
Really good cakes.
I ate the piece with the J and John, because every inductee had their name written in cursive on this monstrosity of a cake that pretty much fits an entire dinner table. And I ate the J and John Williams.
What was the over-under in the last Bears game against the Packers?
46.5 points.
How many points total were scored? 10.
It 13.
Was 13. So just before kickoff, you sent me a text, take the under. And I thought, whatever, you know, everybody.
So you still don't know what that means, though.
How was everybody so wrong about last week's game?
How much time do we have?
Well, they were wrong about the Packers, too.
Both defenses are very, very good. And it's harder to pick up your offense early. And Hamp and OB and Kaz talked about this on their show, which, by the way, is dynamite, especially when the Bears lose and score 3 points.
I told my son, I said, let's turn on the radio. The Bears lost. This will be really good.
One of them's going to have a grabber. And it's going to happen. And I hope it doesn't, but eventually it'll happen, especially if they score 3 points.
Just say this. Our pre- and post-game shows are dynamite. They always have been. We haven't had the Bears on this station for a long time. We always have the best Bears coverage. And after a Bears game, turn on WGN Radio and listen to these guys, because win or lose, but especially lose, it is thoroughly entertaining.
Offense is very hard to pick up where you left off, especially, and Hamp and OB definitely drove this point home. When you don't prepare and you don't practice and you don't play and get reps in the preseason.
I know, but that makes it sound like they were lazy or didn't prepare because
it's not that they didn't prepare. There was no repetition. It'd be like if you went away for 6 months and came back, your first two shows are not going to be good.
If that is so obvious, then why did they not start the regulars in
because
the
nobody
preseason?
Wants their because best players to get hurt.
Right, so that's the trade. But I'm then surprised that we're all that surprised that we could be that rusty in the first game. I mean, of course there's no sync. They haven't had any reps.
But on paper, these two offenses are supposed to be, and were supposed to be, the most explosive in the league. These are two offensive-minded head coaches that are supposed to be smarter than you schematically, with the ability to move things around, put the ball in the end zone. I mean, we had pundits in town. I read the Tribune. There were some predictions, 38-35, 31-28, 28-24. They
10-3.
Scored 13 points.
10-3.
Now, the Bears defense, I told you, might be the best in the league. the Packers made a change with their defensive staff. They brought in a new defensive coordinator. Their defense is really good, but offense is always very slow early in the season. I said it'd be 21-20, and one of your texters said, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, you're right, I didn't. It was 10-3.
What's going to happen this weekend?
7-3, maybe. Now, here's what you have. You have the Bears going into the altitude to play in Denver, where it's never easy to win, especially early in the season. But Vic Fangio knows Mitch Trubisky better than maybe Mitch Trubisky does. He's the head coach of the Broncos, who used to be the Bears' defensive coordinator.
Right.
So for a full season, Vic Fangio in practice saw Mitch Trubisky, his good, his bad, his ugly. Bears' offense, maybe they get to 14-17. This could be 17-13. And Vegas obviously watched the last two games with the Broncos and with the Bears. The total in this game is 40.5. 40.5.
Should I take the under on that, too?
I wouldn't bet the over with your money. Because the Broncos have a bad offensive line, which sets up the Bears to run free through that line and put pressure on a quarterback who can't move.
One last question before you go. What should I be looking for? So you've told me the offense needs to get it together. The defense is good. Is there a player or a thing that you think I would be wise to watch for?
I would look for more touches, more carries, more catches for the rookie running back out of Iowa State, David Montgomery. He was supposed to be the jackknife, or the Swiss Army knife, if you will, that could come in and do multiple things. He didn't really see the ball that much. And I imagine that has been driven home in practice this week. You'll see more touches from the rookie running back. If you're a fantasy player, a daily fantasy player, I think David Montgomery has more of an impact. But this will be a game, and I hate to say this, this will be a game that could come down to the right foot of Eddie Pinheiro, the field goal kicker. This could be one of those games where the Bears need to make a big kick late in the game, and it'll be on the guy who's only played in one game before.
Kerry, you're on WGN Radio. What was your question or comment?
No, it's coming. Hey, King John.
Hey.
Walk of Famer.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Sir.
This debate's gone forever, whether you should or not play people in preseason. However, one team that does, now granted not that many reps, but the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, he plays in the preseason. And the results have been pretty good, wouldn't you say?
They have 6 Super Bowl rings. Yes, I would say the results have been good. He played, I think, the whole first half of the last preseason game.
Yeah.
Kerry.
That's right.
Yep. Interesting point. Not a bad idea.
And they just won the Super Bowl!
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Sorry.
Thanks for coming in, Sam.
I'm rattled up. Congrats!
So, under, take the under, and the final score will be?
17-13. Bears!
Sam Panionovic. Thank you, sir. It's 117 on WGN Radio. Steve Dale is our expert on pets. I was eating a strawberry bar. Not a strawberry popsicle, one of those frozen strawberry bars, fruit bars, strawberry fruit bar the other day. And my little Daisy, the dizzy dappled dachshund, who's terrified of me, she's a rescue, and we haven't completely rescued her from her fear of me. I got the short straw. She likes Brenda. She likes Grant Griffin and Nikki. She'll like you. If you come to my house, she'll pee the floor. She'll be so excited to see you. I walk in, and she's not happy to see me. And I've done all the things that Steve Dale says I should do over the years, and none of it's worked. So that's our lot. But the other day, I'm sitting on the sofa, and I'm eating my strawberry bar. Not a popsicle. It's a strawberry frozen fruit bar. And she walks onto my lap. This is the equivalent of a spaceship landing in the living room. And I'm like, Daisy, had I known. You know, because if I'd had turkey jerky in my hand, she wouldn't have come over. If I'd had a sandwich, she'd be interested, but she's not coming over. A strawberry fruit bar. And I ate that thing, and I had the wrapper and put it in my pocket. And I'm sitting on the sofa, and she didn't even want to be on the sofa with me. She's on the sofa, and she's sticking her nose in my pocket, and she's trying to pull it out. I could not believe it. I gave her a little of that. I don't think it was a very good idea. It led me to this. Is there some really unusual food? What do you know your cat or dog really likes, and should they be eating it? Steve's going to answer some of those questions a little after 1:30. 708 texted in and said, hey, guys, I bet you the Bears and the Packers will use their starting guys next preseason. That's maybe not such a long shot. John, it's easy to get Super Bowls when you cheat to get there. Just ask Tom Brady. He'll give you all the secrets. John, cigarettes are absolutely flavored, says 847. We'll talk to Raja Krishnamurthy, one of the congressmen in this area, about that. And this one says, John, congratulations. Also, in my opinion, is that if vaping can kill people, my right to vape is protected by the Second Amendment. Not exactly sure what you mean by that, but I think that here's my takeaway. My starting point on all of these things is that I don't like the government too much telling people what they can and can't do. And if it's a legal product to consume, then I don't exactly understand all of the barriers, especially since I think that that one is better than this one. We'll get to all of that in a little bit. Let's take a break. When we come back, there's just a couple of other things I want to mention. Yesterday, when we were on the stream at WGNradio.com, the White Sox were on the air, so we weren't on the radio side. You may not have heard this, but there's an article in the New Yorker, and it's about people who are aware of what's going on when they're being operated on. They're out. They're supposed to be having surgery. They are having surgery. Sometimes people feel it, and sometimes people hear what the doctors are saying, and the consequences can be long-lasting of that. So I said, has anything like this ever happened to you? And hokey smokes, did we get a response? Maybe you have a response to that, too. 312-981-7200. Among the texts that have poured in, 219. Welcome back, John Williams, and good call on the Calumet Bakery. Sam Panionovich, maybe the welcome back was for you. The cake was really good. 630, my cat loves yogurt. 563, our golden doodle Maggie loves banana bread. She once ate a whole loaf that was sitting on the countertop. See, this is the thing. You go, oh, that's so adorable. They like banana bread or popsicles. And then I don't think that's a good idea. Steve Dale, in a little bit. This texter about being awake or aware during surgery said, John, my sister started waking up during her tonsillectomy when she was 11. The doctors responded to her scream and put her back. It was scary. 608. I was awake for my whole colonoscopy. I've had a lot of these kind of texts. None of that is good. They told me I might not go under completely. The weird thing was yesterday, we were talking about this on the stream, is how many of you, well, okay, a few, but I'd never heard of this before, said that if you have red hair, redheads are more difficult to anesthetize. And this one woman talked about two open heart surgeries, not open heart, but heart surgeries. They did it laparoscopically. But she had two heart surgeries, and she was in the twilight, they call it, where you're kind of awake but not, and she felt the whole thing. And then, what was it, her son, I think, had an operation, and oh, he broke his leg. He broke his femur. And the whole surgical procedure to reset it and repair it, he was aware. The article in the New Yorker said that what may happen, they talked about some interesting experiments that doctors have done where they try and talk to people when they're out for surgery. And one of the things that some doctors have concluded is that when you are out, you're not really out. But when you wake up, it helps you forget. So when people are out and we say, well, they don't feel anything, and when they wake up, they say, do they feel anything? The answer may be they did, but the anesthesia and whatever else they give you just makes you not remember that, in fact, you were quite aware. But that's something you'll never know because you don't remember. I don't know if that's comforting or not. Part of yesterday's show. You can celebrate 25 years of Chicago Television's number one morning show. Watch a live two-hour special full of memorable moments on the WGN-TV Morning News 25th anniversary special. Dean Richards was around here for our big Hall of Fame hoo-ha, and he was telling us about that special they've got coming up and some of the cool stuff that they've resurrected. Looking forward to that. That'll be Tuesday night at 7. Do you have federal student loan debt? Kaplan Law Firm's got the secret to lowering your monthly payments and eliminating thousands of dollars in student federal debt. If you work in the public sector, you're a firefighter, you work for your municipality, you're a cop, a doctor, whatever. If you work in the public sector, they can help you with thousands of student loans, thousands of dollars in student loans. And if you're in the private sector, Kaplan Law Firm can also help lower your payments. Give Ray Kaplan a call. 312-294-8989 or visit financialrelief.com. 127. We'll pause here. Get ready for the news. Raja Krishnamurthy, the congressman, says hi to us in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll do our Bright Side of Life segment then, too. John Lang, lean into that microphone right in front of you. I mentioned during the Hall of Fame or Walk of Fame ceremonies that I was lucky enough to be part of today that a buddy of mine from college flew in from Miami to watch the event, and he's sitting right here. Hi, Johnny boy.
Johnny, it's just been very comfortable. You know, it was a great day, and
we had a nice time.
I've been with you and seen you since college and interning, you know, before we graduated, and you went radio and I went TV. But it's all been very comfortable today.
It's been a nice day. Yeah, you stayed at our house last night. You came over with Brenda, and we're going to go see a Cubs game this weekend and have a couple snacks. By the way, I hope you don't mind just briefly mentioning to us that you were in the Bahamas, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 4 days ago?
Probably 4 days ago, a little closer to after the storm passed, yes.
Yeah, you're a photographer for a TV station, a videographer in Miami. So what did you see when you were in the Bahamas?
Well, we flew with a NGO organization, which were the non-governmental organization, which were the first people that could actually get to the worst areas, flying in on small planes, providing water generators to some of their organizational folks that were already on the ground. And this was in Freeport and also Marsh Harbor. Marsh Harbor, which is part of the Abacos, which is to the east of Freeport, was hit harder with more high winds for 2 days, the Category 5, than the airport at Freeport. Both islands and all the Abacos had the high winds, had that horrible hurricane sit on them for 2 days, but then also as well the storm surge that just wiped out any
structures.
How high
was the water?
The people reported 20 to 25 feet. So we would land at both airports. Freeport, we're in a Pilatus, which is a single-engine turboprop, short takeoff and landing type aircraft.
But when I see the video, I don't see 25 feet of water.
Right. So
it comes in and recedes?
Correct. Exactly. And it'll come in and perhaps sit for 6 hours, maybe, and then it just all goes away.
Wow.
So I've flown over to the Bahamas for other hurricanes where the report would be we've had jet skis and 6 feet of water covering the entire Freeport airstrip. And then the next day we fly in, all your fuel's contaminated, so we've got to add and bring in extra fuel. And that's what happens. It's this massive amount of water. Those islands are small. There's not a lot of elevation. The structures of the homes.
So how bad was the destruction that you saw?
What I saw, we left late in the day, so it was getting dark. It was about 8 o'clock by the time we hit the Abacos. The non-concrete structured buildings at the airport were destroyed. So large aluminum hangars, all the rest of the hangars were gone.
You know, what's amazing to me is some of the video I saw was just how completely stripped of vegetation some areas were, how some trees were, you know, they looked like they'd never had a leaf on them in their life. Just, it's bizarre. I'm out of time. It's 1:30. Will you stick around and say hello to us a little later on as well?
Of course, free food.
I know, they have a nice little luncheon here for us. So I told the story I just mentioned briefly on the show in the first half hour today, that when I was sitting there on the sofa watching TV and I had a strawberry fruit bar in my hand, and my dog, who's a little terrified of me, she's a rescue and likes everybody on earth but me, became very affectionate and interested. She climbed up on my lap, and of course she was going for the strawberry fruit bar, but I'm like, wow, for one thing, it's not that odoriferous. She found a wrapper in my pocket and wanted to get at that. It's amazing what dogs can, I guess, smell. But of all of the things, if I had a cheese sandwich, if I had a peanut butter sandwich, if I had a salmon steak in my hand, she would not have come after me. Strawberry fruit bars. Who knew? John, welcome back. My cat loves yogurt. I mentioned that earlier. John, our golden doodle loves banana bread. John, my dog likes ice cubes after you've had a glass of root beer. John, we have a rescue dachshund. She's blind and missing part of her lower jaw. You are some amazing people out there. We have to hand feed her. When she eats fresh red raspberries, it looks like she just murdered something. Steve Dale is our Pet Central expert. You hear him Sunday mornings at 6:30.
Yes.
Hi, Steve Dale.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. First of all, lots to comment on there. Congratulations, Your Holiness, Your Lordship. I'm not sure. What is the right title
King John.
Now?
King John in waiting.
King John.
The paperwork hasn't gone through yet.
I understand it's on its way.
I'm not going to talk to you about that anymore, Steve Dale. Now,
Tony Preckwinkle has. She's already about to.
What? So I thought it'd be interesting to let people say, okay, here's what my dog really loves, and is it okay if my dog really loves that?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any advice on any of the ones that you just heard there? Yogurt, banana bread, strawberry fruit bars?
Sure. So first of all, anything we're talking about that isn't pet food and is human food, consider a couple of things. Consider that if you give too much of it, more than 10% approximately for your daily diet of whatever it is, you could throw off the nutritional balance of your pet. But up to 10%, it can be a good idea. Also, keep in mind that our pets generally don't weigh anywhere near as much as we do.
Right.
So we might have, you mentioned raspberries, right?
Uh-huh.
So one of those little cup things of raspberries that you get at the supermarket, right? We can eat one of those, no problem. Well, for a dog, that's a lot of raspberries.
A high percentage of their body weight is now raspberries.
Yes, exactly. That's like us eating 10 of those cups or more. So keep portion size in mind. Having said that, I think that occasional treats, like you mentioned, are great. And there are some that people would never expect that our pets like olives.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, take out the pits. Now, those aren't good. But there are many cats, more than dogs,
that like olives.
That love olives.
But there are some foods that you should not absolutely feed them. They shouldn't eat nuts, right?
They should not eat nuts. They should not eat xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener. So a lot of us buy peanut butter and stuff peanut butter inside a toy. So the dogs go try to get the peanut butter out of the toy. All good. Low salt peanut butter, we say. I say also no sugar. The problem is some have a sugar substitute. That's xylitol. And that is exceedingly dangerous.
How do I know if the food has xylitol?
It says so on it.
Oh, so I got to read the label before.
Sorry. Yeah. But that's a good idea. Mini marshmallows. Who knew that lots of cats and dogs will not only play with them, but then eat the little mini marshmallows? So they'll play a little game of hockey back and forth, and then they'll chow down the mini marshmallows. Cheese Whiz, that's another one.
Here's some text. John, I have a 3.5-pound Pomeranian that loves Tabasco sauce.
Oh.
The only thing that I would also just say, and you know this as a pet owner, is if your dog can handle it and you don't upset the 10%, 90% nutritional balance, just remember that digestively you may be dealing with issues later on.
Yep. A little bit of garlic can be a good thing. It can keep the vampires away. But if you're sleeping with your dog at night, well, you might want to sleep on the other side of the bed.
Well, garlic is good for humans. Is it also good for dogs?
To a degree, yeah. Yeah, and we don't completely understand. So there is some feeling that it might not be. Baby food is something people get to encourage their dogs and cats to eat that aren't eating. Maybe older animals. Maybe animals after surgery. That can help. Be sure no onions are in the baby food.
Your dog shouldn't eat onions? Dogs
mm-hmm.
shouldn't eat onions?
Correct.
John, my dog likes romaine lettuce.
Okay.
Really, what a boring food.
Yeah.
John, hello, Steve. My 7-year-old cat will occasionally eat Pringles, popcorn, and fried pork rinds. Is it bad or harmful in any way? I'm sure it can't be beneficial. Yeah, that's not good for any mammals, but what about...
No,
is it harmful? Pringles, popcorn, or fried pork rinds?
Well, you're good. I mean, you know, and the pork rinds, of course, I mean, I would imagine that dog could sniff out from the other side of the country.
John, my golden retriever will come running into the kitchen from anywhere in the house when she hears a can of whipped cream. She will sit and drool on the floor until you give her a taste of whipped cream. Again, as long as it doesn't have xylitol or whatever.
No, that's absolutely fine. Others are peas and green beans, which are actually good. Anchovy paste, really salty. Oh, if you have an Australian cattle dog.
And I don't, but keep going.
No doubt that Australian cattle dog would say, give me some Vegemite. You know what that is? It's a spread that's really popular in Australia.
Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah, have you ever tasted
those? Song. No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, yuck. I mean,
what
sorry.
Is it made of?
I believe it's bean curd and with some vegetables. It's a dark color, looks almost black.
Vegemite.
Yeah, and they consider it their peanut butter over there. I will tell you, so many dogs love it. One caveat about Vegemite, if your dog is on a heart diet, tons of salt in Vegemite.
Steve Dale, I have a Hound and a Great Dane mix that absolutely love it here. Well, that's nice. The dog will seek out and knock over people's beer to drink it. And it's a constant battle to try and keep him away from them. Honestly, if we have a party or something, we have to warn people that the dog will knock over the beer and lap it up. What do you think about that?
12-step.
I know.
I think that the truth is, veterinarians, don't yell at me, lapping up a little bit of beer is not going to be harmful. But, yeah, a whole glass of beer for a dog is not a good idea.
I guess they can get a buzz, right?
A little bit.
I'm sure your dog could get
fall
drunk.
Asleep. Oh, yeah.
And if we go back to what you said earlier about the raspberries, if you get drunk on two, if you feel the effects after two beers and you weigh 200 pounds, imagine your dog having a beer. That's like a six-pack.
And if it happened frequently, I mean, in all seriousness, their livers are much smaller than ours. So the liver damage could be more significant more quickly. So, no, we don't want dogs regularly. And kids do this in fraternities thinking it's really funny. You know, and it's not, because these dogs do get sick and die. Spill a little beer. Dog comes by when you're not looking and takes one lick. It's really not going to hurt anything.
Do you see the video that's kind of gone viral this week of the dog that is sort of sitting with its nose in the corner by the door? This is how I remember it. And he had eaten all the snacks. And she says, you know, Toby, did you eat the snacks? And he's just kind of looking down because he knows he's in trouble. But he's like, you know, it's funny how we sort of impart on the animal human characteristics, right?
Yes.
But the look I'm getting from this dog is like, I know I shouldn't have done it, but I'm a dog and I just couldn't help it. So I ate all the snacks and now I'm getting yelled at and I feel so bad. But if I had to do it again, I would do it again because I'm a dog.
I'm not sure that is what the dog is thinking through. The dog is saying the actions of its person. It's intimidating to the dog and the dog is simply responding to that.
Oh, really? So you think when I say, did you eat the snacks? You know you shouldn't eat snacks. They're not processing this conversation.
I guess they can make a connection if it just happened. Just happened.
Yeah, that's a funny point, though, Steve. I'm surprised to hear you say that. I thought you, who are so sensitive to and in tune to your pets.
I am.
Maybe that's why you're saying what you're saying. But I thought you would say, yeah, they know. They know what we're talking about.
They know.
And they process it and they feel bad about it and they know there should be learning. They have that entire thought process. No.
No, but they do know you're not happy.
Steve Dale, watermelon for a large dog.
Oh, sure. Yep.
My dogs love cheese balls.
Yep.
My dog loves red and green peppers and carrots, apples, all of the berries.
Red and green pepper, as long as they're not too hot. Carrots are actually pretty good for dogs.
Answer this after the break. What's wrong with nuts? I never heard this one.
Nuts.
Stand by.
I will.
312-981-7200. WGN Steve Dale is here. You can hear him early Sunday morning, but you can check in right now. Call or text. Your dog eats what? Steve Dale from WGN Radio is in our studio. You hear him Sunday mornings. I noticed that my dog likes eating strawberry fruit bars, or at least suddenly became really interested in me when I had one. So we asked Steve to comment on this stuff. Steve, just before the break, somebody said, wait a minute, what's wrong with nuts? I've never heard this. Seriously? Is that you being too cautious?
No, macadamia nuts in particular. So macadamia nuts will do the strangest thing to many dogs and dachshunds, by the way. Your wiener dogs are at the top of the list. Wow. They will have one or two of those and then they will go into a trance. I mean, it's literally, it's like they're staring at the wall. You could clap your hands, say, come Fluffy. You could stand on your head, nothing will happen.
Really?
For about a minute or two, and then they're out of it like nothing happened. Wow. But that is not thought to be healthy.
John, my cats attack fresh bananas. I find half-peeled bananas on the floor in the morning. They attack bananas. John, no onions for cats either, by the way. Is that true?
It is. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So if you got a little pizza and there's onions on there, don't share that with your cat or dog.
Do not. No.
My dog loves asparagus. You know what that makes
That's
me think
okay.
of? I wonder if the dog can smell the asparagus when he goes to pee. I don't know. John, my dogs like to pluck the pears out of our pear tree. It's great watching them jump up to get pears. But again, is this a safe rule, Steve? If it's a healthy food for me, then it's probably a healthy food for my pets.
Sort of in general. So they say chocolate is really good for us, right? As one example, particularly dark chocolate. Well, dark chocolate has a chemical called theobromine in it, which is particularly dangerous for our dogs. For cats, one super secret, they're called bonito flakes. And they're from Japan. There's a whole long, it's like 28-letter name of the kind of fish in Japanese that they are from. But they're little flakes. Cats love them, and they are safe.
So lots of texts, a lot of you just asking about, and phone calls too, about the food that we all eat. Donuts, salt and vinegar, kettle chips.
Donuts, no.
Well, no, because only because nobody should eat a donut. No, right?
Well, right,
but they're not going to go into a trance.
Yeah,
it's not...
No. I don't think, well, the sugar in it can be harmful too. I don't think that most cats would be interested. There may be some. Dogs would be interested. And then there's the chocolate on some donuts. I'd say keep donuts away from your pets.
Last one, John. I made a pizza the other night, took it out of the oven, used the washroom. When I came back, the whole pizza was gone. And my black lab was laying in his bed looking at me with a "I didn't do it" face.
That is a quick dog.
I know. And if that's a hot pizza, wow.
Oh.
All right, Steve Dale, Sunday morning, 6:30. I'm out of time, Steve, but your stuff
no!
always...
No! No! And when they legalize marijuana, be careful. Put that away. Keep it away from our pets. Consider it a drug. It'll be in little, like, chocolate things. That's not good for pets either, but we tend to put it on the counter. Pets get into it. They get the chocolate stuff, but moreover, they get too much marijuana all at once.
Good advice from Steve Dale.
Thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
You get one.
Here's John Williams.
I'm going to ask you for one. Ready? Here we go. This is John. We're in the Skyline Studio. We'll be here tomorrow morning, too, from 10 to noon. It's our Saturday show. Saturday show is a really good show, too. Real nice people work with us on that. Don Kleffen. Sometimes it's Maple Walker. Griffin Filipich produces and chimes in. I saw Joe Brand today. Play-by-play voice of the Kane County Cougars works with us on Saturday doing sports. We'll all be here doing our usual thing. Be a good day tomorrow. Northwestern football, hooray, on WGN Radio as well. Here's the one thing you get, and we'll talk about this on the Saturday show. One toy from your life, presumably your youth. The National Toy Hall of Fame has new inductees. We put four people into the WGN Radio Walk of Fame today. But the Hall of Fame for Toys has a bunch of new toys that are being considered. One of them is the Matchbox car. One of them is the top. One of them is the Corn Popper, that little thing that kids would push on a stick with a little circle and the bubbles pop up, pop, pop, pop like that. I think My Little Pony's on there. But if you get one toy from your youth, what is it going to be to play with for the rest of your life? You get to still have one toy. Jen DeSalvo, go.
Barbie doll.
Barbie doll? Elif Garris says...
Barbie doll.
Really?
Yes.
Is it a specific one? Because I don't know about playing with Barbie dolls. Is it the such and such Barbie?
No.
No.
Any Barbie?
Yeah. They're all the same. Different outfits, but I still had like 100 of them.
Hey, did you see that they just came out with... What's the new?
Day of the Dead.
The
you
Day of the Dead Barbie.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. It looks really creepy, beautiful, awesome. And I'm not into Barbies, as you may know. But, I mean, it's a really fun-looking doll.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for me, probably Hot Wheels. My Hot Wheels set.
That's cute.
Yeah. And I would say, if you came to my house with two lanes of track... And, you know, the starter that we put the cars on, and then we release it, and the cars go down the track.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 15 feet of it, we'd run it off the sofa, put some pillows underneath, and then run it all the way out to the dog. I would do that. I almost bought some Hot Wheels the other day, but I don't think Brenda will play. That's a toy from my youth that I enjoyed. We collected the cars. We'd race them. We'd make wild tracks. So what's the car? What's the toy of your youth that if you only had one, you would still play with? What is that? 312-981-7200. Speaking of youth, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is on a phone line. The suburban Democratic congressman from Schaumburg, who joins us on occasion to talk about a host of issues. He's in the news again this week. Congressman, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks, John. I'm good, and congrats on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, it's nice of you to say that. What's the toy of your youth, Raj? What's the one you
bring? Oh, gosh. I had a huge collection of Hot Wheels cars, kind of like what you said, we still have, you know, those cases where you know, they look like little briefcases or whatever, and we have like hundreds and hundreds of those at home. The other thing is Legos. We have a ton of Legos at home, and I'm glad that my my own children love Legos too.
I'm surprised because you're a lot younger than me, but I guess Hot Wheels, you know, transcend generations. I don't think they make them as well as they used to. I don't think
they seem the wheels seem a little flimsy to me now. Yeah. Whereas before, you know, they'd last and you can really roll them all over the place, like you said.
Not why I called, Congressman. Speaking of youth, though, kids are interested in vaping, and you are on the vanguard of this. What is your thought about what Congress should do?
Gosh, well, I guess I'd make a couple points on this. One, we're in a national epidemic of vaping use among youth. 20% of high school students are vaping. 5% of middle school students are vaping. Those numbers are going up. And as a parent of a high school and a middle schooler, I can tell you, you know, we're personally alarmed, as are parents in my district and across the country. The second point I just wanted to make is that we have almost 400 very, very sick people in the hospitals across 40 states, roughly 40 states, with mystery respiratory illnesses due to vaping. Six people have died. So we're in a crisis mode. I'm glad that the Trump administration, in response to my subcommittee's investigation, recently did two things which I think are good first steps. One, they are banning flavored e-cigarettes.
For everybody? For everybody?
Yeah, it's they're banning except for tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes. And then secondly, in response to our investigation, they said that they are going to ban certain types of marketing with respect to e-cigarettes. So, for instance, Juul and other companies can no longer say, in the absence of evidence and approval by the FDA, that their e-cigarettes are safer than regular combustible cigarettes.
Okay, Congressman, it sounds like somebody's mowing a lawn just outside your range.
Sorry,
there.
Let me move a little bit here.
I have to take a commercial break, and it's interesting because listen to this. One of the paid-for commercials in this set is for Juul. Juul Labs knows that people like you, Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, are going to make it difficult for them to do business. So what are they saying?
Thank you, Dave Marzullo and Elif Garris. Dave on our staff and Elif, my producer, just said, hey, remember, the people that listen on the stream don't hear the same commercials as the people on the radio. So when I said in this next stop set, you're going to hear the Juul commercial, let's talk about that too. You didn't hear it. If you did not, I'll just summarize it for you. It's a commercial that says more than tobacco or alcohol, we have a system in place to verify the age of people that consume our products. They'll have to be 21 or over, and by May 2021, we'll stop mailing the products to people that don't comply with this system. So they know that we're upset that people underage are consuming their product, and they're promising that they are going to be stricter about it than the people that are selling alcohol or tobacco. You can make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best of 10. And then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago. That's at 10:30 on WGN-TV. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy joins us in 60 seconds. You coughing, you sneezing, you wheezing? Have you ever thought about what's going on in your crawl space? Studies have shown that open, untreated crawl spaces can rot floor joists, breed mold, and increase your energy costs. Not to mention, you and your family could be breathing unhealthy air even when you're upstairs. That's why you should give PermaSeal a call, 1-800-421-SEAL. Schedule a free inspection and take advantage of their awesome summer sale. It's still on. Here are the details, now until September 14th. What's today's date? We're right about there, aren't we? Today's the 13th. They're offering 10% off any new estimate for a crawl space encapsulation system. 10% off.
One of their certified consultants will conduct a thorough inspection of your crawl space and provide you with a solution that can help prevent those mold, spores, and allergens from affecting your family. Stop breathing unhealthy air. Turn your crawl space into a dry, safe, usable space. Call PermaSeal, 1-800-421-SEAL, 1-800-421-SEAL. Visit PermaSeal.net. The sale ends tomorrow. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy joins us. Raj, you said it was a subcommittee of yours that is making some of the recommendations the president seems to be following about banning the sale of flavored e-cigarette capsules. Is that correct?
Yes. So I'm the chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Policy.
Wow.
And we were the first committee in Congress to launch an investigation with regard to e-cigarette use by youth. We had a marathon two-day hearing in July that caught a lot of people's attention, and then we wrote the letter to the FDA, a 56-page letter to the FDA, you know, basically requesting various actions. And to our surprise, I got to be very honest with you, within 3 days, the FDA acted, and this is a very positive step in the right direction.
What about that commercial we just ran for Juul that said, don't worry, we won't sell this stuff to anybody under 21?
It's the underlying product, John, that's the problem. I'll give you two observations. One is that the flavors that they sell their pods in are very, very appealing to youth. You know, for instance, mint or menthol flavor is the most popular one that that youth get hooked onto. And it's extremely appealing. I mean, there's a reason why mint is in our children's toothpaste. The other issue that we're going to have to take a hard look at is the nicotine content in each of their pods. One pod, one Juul pod, for instance, contains more nicotine than in one full pack of regular combustible cigarettes. So if you imagine like a 10, 11, 12-year-old, you know, inhaling this type of aerosol containing this amount of nicotine, they get hooked real fast.
I understand that, but listen to this, Raj. Joe, you're on WGN Radio. What was your question for the congressman?
Yes, I always thought Democrats were against the propagation of stereotypes. I'm in my 50s, and I enjoy the flavored ones. So it seems they're reinforcing the stereotype that it's only young people under 18, who like the flavors.
Let's let him respond to that.
Sure, and I think that was something that Secretary Azar addressed in the Trump administration's press release. There may be some benefits to having some of those flavored e-cigarettes for older folks, but the costs in terms of hooking young people onto potentially a lifetime of nicotine addiction are just too great. And now we have this crisis, this full-blown public health crisis with hundreds and hundreds of mystery, you know, lung and respiratory illnesses. And so we really don't know the full costs of vaping at this point.
Congressman, thank you for the phone call. I don't know that that satisfies a lot of people, though. Thank you for the call, Joe. But, Congressman, I don't know that that satisfies a lot of people. If I'm over the age of 21, and for whatever reason I want to vape, and maybe because that's preferable to tobacco, but maybe it's just a bad habit and we'll never know. Maybe it'll be worse. But if it's a legal product, I'm over the age of 21, and I like the flavored vapes, you're telling me I can't have them?
What I'm telling you is right now, the existence of those flavored vapes is so costly in terms of our public health. I mean, they're about to release the new tobacco survey among youth. In other words, people who have smoked e-cigarettes, for instance, over the last 30 days. It's about to show a 25% jump in 1 year among the people that were surveyed, namely high schoolers and teenagers. This is something that is killing people at this point, and we don't really know how to stop it, except that we do know that the flavors like mango and creme and cucumber and stuff like that are things that kids really like.
Why do you say it's a public health crisis? A public health crisis is bullets. A public health crisis is tobacco. We've had six people die, six from vaping, and that was probably illegal substances. It wasn't menthol-flavored, legally purchased vapes.
So the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, just put out their description of the cases. And I encourage everybody to go to the CDC website to take a look. They were able to say, in looking at those 380 cases, that there are people in there that just used regular pods or e-cigarettes that were not contaminated or adulterated with other substances. And so this is something that obviously has grabbed people's attention. I was at home for the August recess from Congress here in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, John, people are just up in arms about this, especially parents. You know, we had one person who is a freshman in high school, okay? So he's only been in high school like 2 weeks. And he reported that he was approached about vaping at least 20 times in those 2 weeks by others asking him to try e-cigarettes. And this is in a suburban Chicago school district. This is not something that is some kind of, you know, aberration. It's a huge issue. And I got to say, this is not a partisan issue. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle have joined with me in this as well.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I was shocked to see Senator Durbin and President Trump on the same page on anything. And
yes,
lo and behold, the three of you are singing the same song. When you said 20% of high schoolers vape, I was pretty shocked by that. So I'm a little out of the loop. But just one last thing for you to comment on, Congressman, and that is there's an opinion piece in the Chicago Tribune today, and it said if I like flavored vapes or I like vaping and you're going to make it impossible for me to do that, you should worry that that's going to just push more people to traditional smoking. They're going to smoke tobacco then. That vaping is a better alternative. What's your response to that?
I think that adults should be able to use legal products. And if e-cigarettes are deemed to be legal, they are now, and they're going to be applying for with the FDA to continue to be legal next May 2020. If they are legal, I think adults should be able to use them, but our kids are not for sale. They are off limits, okay? We don't want the vaping industry to target them. And with their products such as they are right now, configured the way they are leading to a complete outbreak of nicotine addiction among people who end up suffering great levels of depression, anxiety, and these mystery illnesses that we're seeing today.
Yeah, we're certainly acquainted with one in the Chicago Tribune's coverage the past week or so. Carol had a question for Congressman Krishnamoorthy. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I have a question about the private small businesses that are vape shops. They usually make their own juice. I'm wondering how they're going to be affected. I know my son has a shop up in Kenosha, and they don't sell to anyone, you know, any youngsters. So how is this restriction going to affect the private sellers?
Sure. So the restrictions that the Trump administration just issued apply to all vapes or e-cigarettes. The second issue that I just want to clarify, and this is the other slightly misleading aspect of the Juul commercial that we heard during the break, is that it's not so much that retail outlets are selling directly to children. What's happening is that people are buying and then reselling to youth. And so if the underlying products continue to be desirable for youth, then they'll buy it from anybody.
I'm wondering if this is going to put Carol's son's business out of... He's going to... I wonder what percentage of the vapes he sells are flavored vapes.
A lot.
I imagine it's very high.
The majority.
So, Congressman, you're just telling these people they have to go out of business now.
What I'm saying is that... So, menthol-flavored vapes, according to the Trump administration, guidelines will continue to be legal. With regard to the other flavors, they're going to have to go off the market.
Oh, my Lord. Isn't that like alcohol? I mean, it's the same thing. It needs to be monitored.
I think that any substances that might, you know, cause this kind of epidemic to break out, absolutely, they have to be monitored and regulated appropriately. I think one of the aspects of this, if I might just add something that is really problematic, is that for years, Juul and other companies actually marketed directly to children, and it turns out that, you know, basically their ads were almost identical to the ones that Marlboro used when they were marketing to kids as well. And now the maker of Marlboros, namely Altria, owns 35% of Juul. And so we basically have the resurgence of big tobacco again, and that's a big problem. You know, we can't go down that road again with regard to nicotine addiction.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, saw him on CNN the other day talking about a completely different topic. It's nice to talk to you about this one, and we'll catch up on some of the other stories maybe in a week or so. But thank you once again for your time, Congressman.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Always a pleasure to visit with him. On this one, I don't think I agree with him as much as I usually do, though. I'm a little worried that we're not creating a problem that we don't anticipate on the black market. We'll see. Felicity Huffman's going to go to jail for 14 days.
That's what it's saying. And
that'll teach him. What's the point of her? If she goes to jail for like 5 years, fine. That'll send him. Now I get it. But if she's going to go to jail for 14 days, I don't understand the point of that.
Right. Well, the sentencing options were pretty weak, too. I mean, there was the thought of either a $14,000 fine, which is nothing for them. And then
where's she going to get that kind of coin?
Right. And then there was the thought of maybe a month in prison, which would have done nothing, too. So either way, it's good when you're rich and you're a celebrity, right?
I think the embarrassment that she's had to go through and her kid, and maybe these people are shameless and don't care, but I think if I was the most famous kid whose parents pulled strings to get into college ever, I don't think I'd like being that kid. I'd be like, Mom, I'll go to trade school. I don't even want to be here. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Now, maybe they don't feel that way, but I mean, I guess my point is, I think the publication of all of this has been considerably punishing for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think of the Lori Loughlin part of this case, too, I mean, it seems that both Huffman's daughter and Laughlin's daughter, maybe they couldn't have gone to the schools that they went to, but they still could have gone somewhere. And frankly, they didn't even need to go to college with the amount of money their families have.
No
but
kidding.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lots of texts about what Congressman Krishnamurthy was talking about. I just wanted to mention some of them because many of them are heartfelt. And then Elif's going to give us some fun things to do this weekend, starting with a song. John, I quit smoking 5 years ago with coffee-flavored vapes. You'd only be creating a black market with homemade vape juice. John, illegal THC cartridges from drug cartels are the problem. They are everywhere. Okay, says 815, no ads. Agreed. Limit the nicotine levels. Agreed. Parents do their job. Agreed. Government treating all the citizens like children. No. 312 says 11 and 12-year-olds can't smoke cigarettes either. It's a crime, and that should be punished. But we don't need a ban on a product just because you don't know how to regulate it. 708 says, isn't the big problem the fake oil that the kids are buying on the black market? Yep, but we're hearing that left and right. John, I sell alcohol for a living. I don't sell to anyone under 21. There's no way that they're going to be more strict than that. Also, my favorite toy is Lego. John, what about us 22 million who vape flavors? A better ID system, or is it better to go back to smoking? This is totally unfair. And the list of your observations go on. I think the Congress people are going to be a little surprised when they hear all of the reaction that their do-gooder legislation is out to do. It's like, what could go wrong? We'll protect the people. Guess what? People like this. You take it away from them, there's hell to pay. It's 242 on WGN. You can tell that I don't have kids in high school, though, can't you? Because my attitude about this might be a lot different if I had a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old. What do are we listening to, Ella?
Blink 182.
Oh, no kidding. Bangtown? Right.
Yeah, Riot Fest is this weekend with Blink 182 headlining tonight. The festival started today at noon and will do the same tomorrow and Sunday. Tickets are still available at riotfest.org and they start at $50.
You a Blink 182 fan?
I know a few songs, but like I listened to them when I was in eighth grade or something.
I'm digging this.
I love this song. And in the night, we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this
never ends. Okay, Fridays at this time, we run through some fun things to do for the weekend. Jen DeSalvo said she'd help us out. How are you, Jen?
I'm doing well. Congratulations, King John.
Nice of you to say. The Green Tie Ball takes place tonight, 6:30, Alhambra Palace. It's going to be emceed by our own Rokan and Anna DeVlantis. You can still get in by visiting gatewaygreen.org. Gatewaygreen.org to see Ro and Anna. Tickets are $150.
The Lakeview East Festival of the Arts happens tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's on Broadway in Lakeview between Belmont and Addison. More than 150 artists featuring world-class original paintings. They ask for a $5 donation upon entrance, and they're actually staying open later tomorrow night with food and drinks and bands.
Look at this. Friday Night Flights is a beer tasting on the Riverwalk downtown. Tonight's the closing night. Starts at 5:30. Tickets, $20. You could do this. It's going to be a nice night after all for that.
So it's the first weekend for Six Flags Fright Fest.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Scary zombies and ghouls all over the parks during the day. It's not so bad at night. It gets a little scary, but there's several haunted houses and scare zones throughout the park, plus all those characters dressed up like cute little devils and ghosts and all that. So sixflags.com/greatamerica is where you can get tickets.
Don't get me started on how scared I am at Six Flags Fright Fest.
Yeah, me too.
Someone told me, one of the ghouls came up to me and said, can I have one of your eyes?
Oh, gosh. I need somebody and
always. The Six Drinks. Starting tomorrow, Downton Abbey star Harry Padden Patton is in the King's Speech at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. $49. That sounds pretty good. Give me a couple more.
So it's the first weekend for Six Flags Fright Fest, but it's the last weekend for Ravinia. So tonight, Mary J. Blige, Morrissey, and Interpol are tomorrow. And on Sunday, something for the whole family, Fiesta Ravinia featuring the film Coco.
Chicago, oh, pardon me, are you still going?
I was just going to say Ravinia.org.
Yep, that's how you get tickets. Chicago Cubs play the Pirates at home this afternoon. The White Sox are at the Mariners. Our pregame 8:35 with Andy Mazur tonight. And the Bears are at the Broncos Sunday 3:25. Oh, and Northwestern football, UNLV. That's 2 o'clock, I think, our pregame coverage tomorrow on WGN. Okay, you're going to read the Brightside texters?
I am, but I have one more event that starts tomorrow.
What do you like?
I'm a little interested in this one. Chicago River Bridge Lifts. They're a headache for most people, but they start tomorrow. They happen every Saturday and Wednesday for the
We're
next 8 weeks.
Promoting that is a fun thing to do. Come
it's,
on down.
It's a fun thing. Well, honestly, if you are interested in infrastructure or bridges, and there's lots of kids that aren't interested in cars and bridges, you can come and watch
them. Do they
them.
Do it on a schedule, like on the hour?
Yeah. Well, they start at 9 a.m. from Lakeshore Drive, and they go all the way out to down the South Branch to Ashland Avenue, and it's about 15-minute intervals for each bridge. Sequentially.
So down like
river.
9 a.m., 9:30, just kind of mm-hmm. follow them as they work their way down.
Yeah.
The bridges lift up and the tall boats come back in, from which is kind of a passing of the season. It's kind of sad that way.
It is.
Hey, okay, so the bright side, this is where you call in. Tell us some good news in your world, large or small. We want to hear what your bright side is. Let's start this weekend off with a smile. It's up to you now. This is your chance. Please do call now or text. It is 248-312-981-7200. A couple lines are open. You will get in if you call. Everybody gets to text. You can also find us on Facebook. I'm WGN King John. Producer Elif is reading your text. We're awarding Bright Side of Life pins, kind of randomly. I'm not sure how we give them out, but we've got some really nice Bright Side of Life pins made by Major League Pins. No, Big League Pins. And sponsored by our friends at the Joint Relief Institute. All of that in 60 seconds. Fall's right around the corner. Sweater weather is back. In Chicago, getting your favorite sweater dry cleaned can cost you a lot. $5, more? At CD One Price Cleaners, every garment is just one low price, and that means your sweater costs you 25% less to clean than the competition. Their value pricing is aimed at helping you save money while not compromising quality or service. Not only is CD One Price Cleaners the go-to for dry cleaning, they also offer services like blanket and comforter cleaning, wash and fold, laundry, alterations, and more. They help to keep you on the go with their same-day service. Bring a garment in by 10. It's ready to go by 5. They'll text you and let it know it's ready. With 35 years of experience, CD One Price Cleaners offers a quality that's beyond compare, and they back that up with a satisfaction guarantee. So don't pay more. The service on this place is just terrific, too, by the way. 34 area CD One Price locations. Make the switch today and experience the CD1 difference. Before we do the bright side, 14 days for, not Lori Loughlin.
Felicity Huffman.
What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah. I think for those of us who financed our education because we were playing the game the way that it was presented, we should, are going to be in prison for a lot longer when it comes to debt.
But she was paying for her education.
And paying a little extra.
So it's not like she was cheating financially. You felt the financial burden. She's feeling even more of a financial burden. But you don't like that they cheated to get the kid in. Just cutting in line that way is what ticks you off.
Yeah.
14 days.
There's so many people out there that are playing by the rules every single day, working their whole lives in order to make something happen for themselves. And then other people just come in, they, you know, cheat and go to prison for 14 days.
You ready for our bright side music?
Oh, yeah. Let's change this up.
This is not the bright side. This is the bright side.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad.
Call me now. Call me.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
312-981-7200.
When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle.
Kevin, you going to be ready?
And this'll help
working on it.
Turn out for the best.
Sing it home.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Kevin, take it. Horrible!
Always look on the light.
Second one's always better. Watch this.
You need some water.
I don't know. Rotten.
You know I'm in the Hall of Fame. Right?
I know. I failed you, John.
Wow.
A lot of pressure today.
When you're feeling in the dumps.
What's your bright side, Kevin?
Why congrats to the man who first allowed me to utter words on this very radio station when I was interning for you, King John Walk of Famer.
I knew you were good. I could tell.
You're doing a segment on your favorite bad movies, and I said Tremors. I love Tremors. I don't know if it's a bad movie, but that was your segment, and I was walking through, and you said, sit down, big boy. And I just like, Mr. Williams, I think Tremors might be a good bad movie. Congratulations, John.
Sam DeSalvo, what's your bright side? Why are you smiling?
I got to say that's my bright side. Seeing you and Andre Darlis, who I've looked up to my whole entire career, and then Marlene, who's just devoted everything to her job.
I will say this. My bright side is going to be not only that Brenda was there and Grant was there and my sister Mary was there and my daughter-in-law was there and my buddy David McCallie was there and John Langwich. Just so many of my good family and friends were there, but seeing Marlene get a standing ovation.
Yeah.
The whole room stands up. I don't think they stood up for Spike. I don't think they stood up for, I don't know, maybe they did, but it was sure nice to see Marlene get what she deserves. So that was really fun for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Back to your phone calls now. Hi, Lou. You're our first call. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini, and my bright side, of course, is you going into the Walk of Fame, along with your fellow nominees. My wife and I both say a super congratulations, but my real bright side was the heartfelt introduction that your friend and my friend Steve Bertrand gave you when he was introducing you, which I thought was so sweet and from the heart, and it just filled my heart with joy. Congratulations, my friend. Well deserved.
Steve was very kind. Thank you, Lou. Lou's very kind, too, introducing me. And I didn't say this. I didn't get a chance to say some of the things I wanted to say, which is just as well. But one of the reasons I decided to come back to this radio station was because Steve Bertrand works here.
Oh, nice.
And it's a thrill to be around you and Elif and Lou and everybody else. But I said, if I get to share space every day with Steve Bertrand, I'll come back. And I'm happy every day for that, I'll tell you that. Okay, enough about me. I'm sorry. Tim, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling today? Tim, you're on the air.
King John. My beautiful daughter graduated from Chamberlain Nursing College last night, so she was able to walk across the stage, and she's an RN.
Hey, congratulations to you all. Thanks. Read one. What have you got?
My wife and I have been together for 22 years. We finally bought our very first home, and we moved in last week. We've been there for a week as of today. That's from 630.
This is on line three. Hi, you're on WGN. Is it Prawn? You're on the air.
Yes, Ron. Yeah, my bright side is that after 15 years, my wife and I finally made the last payment on a finance company loan.
Oh, man. That's a raise you get next month, isn't it?
Yes. Christmas coming.
Attaboy. Thanks for the call. Congrats. How about Julie? You're on WGN. Julie, why are you smiling?
My bright side is my dear friend just texted me to let me know her 89-year-old dad's pathology reports after lung surgery were clear, and he's on his way home from the hospital.
Hey, Kevin, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling?
I'm smiling because I met my girlfriend's parents this week. They love me, and I got her father's blessing, and we're getting married next Saturday.
312-981-7200. Text if you like.
217. I've been waiting all week for this, John. After almost years of studying, countless hours, thousands spent, I received the greatest news. I've officially passed all four sections of the Certified Public Accountant Board exams.
Wow, man, what a burden that is to get off your shoulders, isn't it? What a relief. Congrats. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling, Mike?
Hey, John, I'm smiling because we're going golf tomorrow. My buddy just had his third chemotherapy treatment for his third type of cancer, but he wants to get out and golf tomorrow.
Hey, listen.
I'm smiling, buddy.
You smile for us. I'll tell you what, hold the line. We're going to get you some Bright Side of Life pins for the foursome, okay?
Yeah, bless you. I appreciate it. Always look on the
light side. That's line nine, Elif. Bright Side of Life pins. Elif, are you going to share with us some of the Facebook posts?
Yeah, so Carol is happy for you that you're in the Walk of Fame and being honored today. So she gets one. Chris says that someone texted him photos of his great-grandmother and he's never seen what she looks like before.
Oh, wow.
That's Debbie. Cool. Debbie says that they had to say goodbye to their dog last May and he was only eight, but they just got a new dog.
Hey.
And Susie says that after 9 weeks in a cast or boot, she has matching shoes.
Oh, yes.
That was funny and I liked it.
Not because she broke the other foot, but because this one finally came off.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That would be the glasses half full. Hey, I broke my other foot. Now my feet match. Read one more.
847.
I have two more that I forgot about. Doreen and Brenda.
Thank you both. Go.
847's husband got a kidney transplant after 6 years of being on the list.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That's a long time.
Okay, that person gets a... This is trivial now, but that person gets a Bright Side of Life pin, too, for crying out loud. All right. Thanks for your phone calls. We do this on Saturdays. Pardon me, on Fridays. I'll be here tomorrow, Saturday, too. But on Fridays, we say, tell us some good news in your world. It's called The Bright Side.
Ready? Row, are they ready to roll down the hall?
Found them.
All right, they got it.
Thank you for coming to that hoo-ha today, guys.
That was awesome. Congrats. Well-deserved, John.
I looked in the back of the room, and you guys had made it there, and I thought, you don't have to be here in the midday for this sort of thing.
Oh, come on now.
Wouldn't miss it.
This is the funny thing is, John, you and I have shared the same day part on different radio stations a number of times of our career.
I know.
And always exchanged very nice notes with each other.
We have.
It's been an honest pleasure to an honor to be on the same radio station as you for these last 5 years or whatever it's been, and a half years.
Yeah.
And it is really, that Walk of Fame thing, that's not just about WGN, that's about Chicago radio.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it is. When you saw the people that showed up for that, who are working in town or previous winners or nominees or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Our competitors were there.
I thought that was so cool.
Yeah,
I did too.
It's always something. It's an honor to be associated with these three call letters because this meant Chicago radio, and still emblematic of Chicago radio across the country.
No question.
I think that's such a nice way to put it, Ro. I was thinking something just like that. I thought, you know, this isn't just WGN patting itself on the back. It is. I mean, there's that part of it. But it was a nice little fraternity that we belonged to there with all of the other folks in town, and I felt good about that.
Yeah.
And you had a friend come in from Miami, which is really cool. How about that?
Well, you have a great story because you started as an intern here.
Yeah.
And your fellow intern, a buddy of yours, were you college friends?
We're college pals. We both went to Carbondale, and when he was interning at BBM, I was interning here, and we've stayed in touch ever since.
Yeah. And the intern to talk show host to Walk of Famer, right? You're now on the Walk of Fame with the guys you interned with,
that's
really
sad. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah. So that is a great moment. And then, you know, you stop with, to me, the most interesting, the two people, and Andre Darlis, of course, has had an amazing career here, but Marlene Wells, who has been here 52 years.
Yeah.
The keeper of all the secrets. She has done everything in this place behind the scenes that you could possibly imagine. And then the 10-pin tattler, this is an amazing story. This he holds a record. You know how records are very important now. Holds a record for the longest continuously running radio show in America. 60 continuous years. Yeah. And over 60 years, he missed a total of 3 shows.
I looked at all of us when he said that, when his son said that. I went,
it's unbelievable.
I think I know some people haven't done 3 weeks in a row.
I missed 3 days this week. So that is really something right there. It's an amazing thing. So congratulations to you and to your family, right?
Because yeah, that was fun to see them.
They had to, if it weren't for them, you wouldn't be here. They would have made you stay home. So it really is. It's a great honor. I'm very, very, very happy for you. Very proud of this radio station.
Yeah, I'm proud of the station too. And thank you for that. What are you guys doing today?
We got, we got a super agent on the show. Bobby Darling, sweetheart. Lee Steinberg, who truly is a super agent. He's kind of the guy that Jerry Maguire is based on.
Yeah.
He's been a sports agent for a long, 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 long time. We're going to get some, but he's a Chicago guy originally. And he's got a connection to DePaul, and he's going to be at DePaul for an event. And so we're going to talk about that. And also, like, you know, what's wrong with these athletes? What the hell's wrong with these guys now?
I mean, it's a great question.
That's your opening question. Right? Just do that and back off.
Right. Exactly. Get out of the way. It was like, you know, Babe Ruth. So he had a cigarette in the dugout. So what? Had a beer. What? So what? That's nothing compared to what we're dealing with now. Imagine if Twitter had been around when Babe Ruth was around. All right. So he's coming up in the second hour of the show today.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks very much, John. Again, congratulations.